WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 35 degrees. We're headed toward possibly 68 later today. The time now is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Some pharmacies have been hobbled by a cyber attack that have left them unable to verify insurance information for prescriptions. Patients forced to temporarily pay out of pocket.
With this latest attack, a pharmacy near Pittsburgh is using the honor system, giving patients their meds now and billing insurance later.
Large pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS are reporting only a limited impact from this attack. It's the smaller pharmacies that have been most affected. Many have now switched to paper processing, which is causing delays and backlog.
ABC's Lionel Moise. The top four congressional leaders go to the White House today to huddle with President Biden on keeping the government open past Friday night. The odds against the Kroger and Albertsons grocery chain merger are getting longer. Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop the $25 billion deal, saying it would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices. This is ABC News. Here in New York City, tuition at a particular medical school is going to be free, thanks to what may be the biggest donation to an educational institution ever.
Sheer joy and disbelief among students at New York City's Albert Einstein School of Medicine. They learned in a school assembly that longtime Board of Trustees Chairwoman Dr. Ruth Gottesman is gifting the school $1 billion to make tuition free for current fourth-year students and every student enrolling in the future. Dr. Gottesman making the massive donation in the name of her late husband, David Sandy Gottesman, who was an early investor in Berkshire Hathaway and a longtime friend of CEO Warren Buffett. The school says going forward, the money will attract a talented and diverse group of students who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford medical school. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The Biden administration announced the annual White House Easter egg roll will take place on the South Lawn on Monday, April 1st. Tickets are free, but there's an online public lottery to distribute them, open now until March 4th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, a high of 68. Morning sunshine, then cloudiness settling in, and it looks like a high of 68, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers turning to snow tonight, a dusting to an inch possible, blustery and turning much colder, a low of 14. A few flurries early tomorrow, and a high of 25. Wednesday night, clear and frigid, a low of 10. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy and turning milder, a high of 40. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, a high of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, with a high of 62. And possibly up to 70 on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, after the earlier reading today of 54, we're down to the overnight low, the current reading, which is 35 degrees. That's the latest weather. Today, Tuesday, February 27th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars streaming, and the rugged red glare, the bonfire.
changed I'm making ain't gonna do nobody no wrong. Who knows? Maybe I've come up with a song. Make people wanna stop fussing and fighting long enough to sing along. Stomp your feet, shake your tambourine, lift your voices to the sky. God loves you when you sing. All right, let me hear it now. Oh, music is the universal language, and love is the key.
Love is the key.
The peace, hope, and understanding, living in harmony. So grab your brother by the hand and let's sing along with me. Lift your voices to the sky, God loves you when you sing.
Thundercloud of the Chieftones, I Believe in Music. We start the day in a positive way. Before that, Leanne Rimes and our national anthem. Good morning, my friends. Here we are together again, Tuesday, February 27th, and we'll be riding the wild weather roller coaster again this week. My goodness, yesterday, a record breaker at 68 degrees for a high, so we shattered the old mark, which was, what was it, 63. And today we'll probably break it about mid-morning. The record high is 60, and they're saying the daytime high will be at around 68 today again. So, yeah, crazy. And then what's even crazier is tonight dropping down to 14. So you'll be throwing your winter coat in the corner this morning, but then scrambling and wondering where it is tonight. So keep tabs on that. You'll need it, especially by tomorrow morning for the commute, when we hit an overnight low of 14 degrees and a high tomorrow of only 25. That's what's wild. Tomorrow's high, 25. We're already at 34 this morning. Oh, well, you never know in Wisconsin, do you? Here's Rodney Crowell.
Well, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love. That's above and beyond the call of love, and love's something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes. I got no money. If you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love.
an awful lot to get me down, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. It takes an awful lot to make me cry, but it only took one word from her. What's wrong with me? Why couldn't I see the lonely nights for her were too long? Now she's gone. It takes an awful lot to open my eyes, but it only took one word. How can one word cut so deep and leave you with an ugly scar for life, just like a knife? It takes an awful lot to want to die, but it only took one word from her. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Eddie Arnold on the Mel Cow Show, 5:14 the time. The Family Thrift Shop Board will have its monthly meeting at 1 this afternoon. The meeting will be held at Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center. And the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Eagle Country, Richland County office, is offering the Richland Center Caregiver Support Group at the Woodman Senior Center. That's going on from 10:30 until 11:30 today. This group offers a chance to connect with local experts, family members, and care partners who may be experiencing similar circumstances. For more information or to RSVP, you can contact 608-647-4616. Or Pam, the dementia care specialist, at 608-548-3954. From our community calendar today.
Someday when it's all over and they come to carry me, and you're walking slow and wearing black with the rest of the family, and the choir stands to sing a song, make sure it's one of mine. I had a few more tunes I wanted to write, but I ran out of time. Some I wrote for money, some I wrote for fun, some I wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One I wrote for mama, and the couple still aren't through. I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote for you. That day when it's all over and you're sitting all alone, they'll call and ask you what you want to have written on my stone. Tell them when I was born and died, the year and the day, and if there's room for something more, here's what you can say. Some he wrote for money, some he wrote for fun, some he wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One he wrote for his mama and never finished two or three. He lost track of all the rest, but the most he wrote for me. Yes, some I wrote for money, some I wrote for fun, some I wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One I wrote for mama, and the couple still aren't through. I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote for you. Yeah, I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote.
Family Brothers on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show. We're at 34 degrees at 17 after 5. Kick off your weekend with TKO Barbecue Bar and Grill in Richland Center. Fridays are all about mouth-watering fish, and Saturdays it's prime rib perfection. Planning a special event? They've got you covered with catering and a banquet hall. Reservations welcome. From their homemade bacon to daily barbecue specials, they keep you guessing. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Closed on Tuesdays. Dive into the fish and prime rib from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. complimented by a fresh salad bar every day. Enjoy quality meat from your hometown locker and savor the perfection of hand-cut fries. TKO Barbecue, where every meal is a knockout.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday, the Brewers lost an exhibition game to Cincinnati. Final score was 8-3. Milwaukee falling in that one, which was heard on the radio yesterday. The Brewers play the Angels today at 2:10 for the first pitch time. It was St. Louis 1 and Miami 1 yesterday in the National League. Also, the Yankees beat Minnesota 9-2 and Texas over the White Sox 4-2. It was Kansas City 6 and the Cubs nothing among the spring baseball games yesterday. College men's basketball last night. Number 9 North Carolina over Miami 75-71 and number 15 Baylor over TCU 62-54. Mexico beat the U.S. for the second time ever, getting goals from Elizabeth Ovalle and Myra Pelayo for a 2-0 victory in the Women's Gold Cup. The U.S. entered the game 41-1 against its rival. Spring training showtime will start today with the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani will make his exhibition debut with the Dodgers when he serves as the designated hitter for Los Angeles against the Chicago White Sox. That's an update on Tuesday morning sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
22 minutes after 5 o'clock, the Milk House Show with the patented aerobic polka coming up next. Better play it quickly before we get overheated. It's going to get warm today. Here we go. The Jolly Two, and that was the Mount Excursion Polka right there. Good for what ails you. Ooh, should have stretched out first. It's 525 and 34 degrees here. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets from the Brownfield Network. We'll check in with the latest news. Right now, Patsy Cline.
Don't know why we quarreled. We
On the Light in the Milk House show and get well, the getting's good. We're at 34 degrees. Today's high temperature is 68. Very warm for February and some record heat again predicted. For tonight, a low of 14 with a dusting to an inch of snow possible and blustery. Northwest winds at 15 to 25. So we'll have to close the windows down tonight. Wednesday, 25, decreasing clouds, and Thursday, 45. 54 Friday, Saturday 62, and 70 predicted for Sunday. Right now it is 34 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Black Sea Change. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. An ag economist says Ukraine is seeking an alternative shipping route that could help boost its grain export volumes to pre-war levels. Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net tells Brownfield Ukraine is expected to utilize a new corridor along the Danube River.
This is a verified report. They made this announcement just recently at the Munich Security Conference. So this is their plan. Now, can they execute it? That time will tell.
He says the new route could impact U.S. wheat prices.
If they can find a way to get more grain out of the country, plain and simple, that will be negative pricing because you will have more competition.
And McCormick says he does not expect Ukraine to return to the Black Sea Grain Initiative with Russia. Updates to the GREET life cycle model are expected later this week, and National Corn Growers Association President Harold Woolley tells Brownfield.
Secretary Vilsack and Administrator Regan will be at Commodity Classic on March 1st. So, yeah, we're hopeful they'll have a positive announcement for us.
GREET measures the carbon footprint of renewable fuels, and modifications to that model could help U.S. agriculture and ethanol producers participate in the sustainable aviation fuel market. Woolley says expanding a top market for U.S. corn is a positive.
We have to jump through the hoops in order to get our corn to be the feedstock.
A nutrient management specialist suggests a spring nitrogen stabilizer is worth the investment. Chris Klemke with Corteva Agriscience tells Brownfield many farmers understand why a stabilizer should be used in the fall.
However, many of those same farmers will tell me they don't need to stabilize in the spring or in side dress because the nitrogen is applied so close to when the corn will use it. The thought is the risk of loss isn't as great in the spring. However, this couldn't be further from the truth.
He says nitrogen is vulnerable to loss no matter when it's applied.
In fact, heavy spring rains and rising soil temperature are two factors that can drive leaching and denitrification. We also need to remember some of the higher-yielding corn hybrids will take up nearly 40% of their needed nitrogen post-tassel.
Klemke says Corteva partnered with Purdue University on a trial in 2023 that showed stabilized plots yielded 10 bushels more per acre because additional nitrogen was available in the root zone later in the growing season. Red meat and poultry stocks in cold storage at the end of January were below year-ago levels. That's due to a combination of lower rates of production and solid demand. The USDA says red meat stocks were 965 million pounds, down 11% from last year, with an 11% drop in beef and 10% decline in pork. And egg production was up in January. The USDA says 9.3 billion eggs were produced in January 2024, an increase of 2% from January 2023, with table and hatching eggs both above the previous year. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day sluggish and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet on Monday with no bids or asking prices on the table. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. The USDA says beef in cold storage at the end of January was 11% below a year ago. According to the Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary, feeder steers across the state trended $2 to $4 higher, and feeder heifers were steady to $4 higher from the previous week. USDA says demand was extremely good for all classes. The state's feeder supply included 56% steers, and 67% of the state's offering was over 600 pounds. Boxed beef closed higher, with choice up $1.18 at $301.79, and select up $1.68 at $287.99. The choice select spread was $13.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed, with very moderate closing negotiated movement at the major direct markets. It looks like a number of buyers needed near-term market-ready supplies to start the week. USDA says pork in cold storage at the end of January was down 10% on the year. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 58 cents with a base range of 69 to 74.50 and a weighted average of 70.91. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were trending $5 higher on Monday at $55. Slaughter sows were $3 higher at $42 to $45. Boars were marked at $15. At Illinois, slaughter sows were up $1 at $39 to $51. Barrels and gilts were mostly steady at $37 to $47. Boars were priced at 8 to 25. Pork values closed lower on Monday, down 17 cents at 90.99. Estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head. At the CME, live cattle futures were higher and feeders were lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders had additional pressure from the higher corn and larger than expected placements in last week's USDA Cattle on Feed report. Lean hogs were mixed with cash mix during the session ahead of the delayed USDA cold storage report. Also, while pork was up solidly at midday, that was driven by a big gain in bellies and might not be sustainable. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $5 higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were mostly higher, consolidating, with March up 3 at 11.36 and May 3.5 higher, 11.45 and a quarter. Corn was up fully on an oversold bounce, with March 7 and a quarter higher at 4.07 and May up 8 at 4.21 and a half. Live cattle were higher and feeders were lower ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business this week. April live was up 20 at 188.10, June was 22 higher at 184.10. March feeders were down $1.52 at 253.05. April feeders were 107 lower at 258.90. And adjusting spreads and with mixed cash during the session, April hogs were 92 lower at 86.27. June lean was 47 higher at 99.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farming is risky. Today, the start of a three-part series on risk management on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Ag economists at Purdue University talk to a lot of farmers about their impressions of risk. They survey folks monthly for their Ag Barometer feature and poll others from time to time to gauge how they operate their farms. Purdue's Michael Langemeyer says it helps form the basis for teaching farmers about creating a risk strategy.
What we're trying to do with this strategic risk education is to try to get more people to be proactive and really think about their strategy and think about how their strategy might change as we get these big shocks.
Langemeyer says developing a risk strategy involves assessing influences both within your operation and from outside.
Government policy changes could be a strategic risk. Changes in consumer preferences. For example, as consumers pay more for attributes or more willing to pay for attributes of vegetables, for example, that might change your strategy. Maybe you try to have a more value-added strategy to try to capture the fact that consumer preferences are changing. Obviously, weather patterns would also be a strategic risk.
And says Langemeyer, don't forget technology. How you implement technology or not, and what you invest in it, could have a huge impact on the viability of your farm. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The U.S. Department of Treasury has agreed to revise a proposed rule to help benefit the production of biogas. Earlier this month, Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski of Illinois and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio sent a letter urging the department to revise its rule that excludes Inflation Reduction Act tax credits from being used to support the conversion of biogas into renewable natural gas. Budzinski says the measure paid off.
Some very positive news back from the letter saying that they were going to make basically one important correction to the proposed rule, which would include gas upgrading equipment to the list of biogas property that's eligible for the biogas tax credit.
She hopes Treasury officials continue to respond to congressional feedback. Meanwhile, the latest U.S. dairy stocks report shows a record amount of cheese in storage. The USDA's cold storage report pegs January cheese stocks at nearly 1.5 billion pounds, up 1% from the prior month and last year. Total cheese inventories set a record high for the month, with American cheese making up the largest portion. Butter inventories were up 25% from the prior month, but down 6% from a year ago, at more than 249 million pounds. Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mostly higher Monday, while cash trade saw mixed activity. March Class 3 milk was up 27 cents at $17.58, April 15 higher at $18 even, May up 9 cents at $18.25, June 8 cents higher at $18.60. Dry whey was down 2.5 cents at 49¾. Blocks up 4 cents at $1.59. Barrels up 5.5 cents at $1.67. Butter unchanged at $2.85. And non-fat dry milk down 0.25 cents at $1.19¾. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
16 away from 6 o'clock. Today's forecast calls for morning sunshine, then increasing cloudiness, a high of 68. Very warm for February with record heat possible again today. Scattered rain showers turning to snow tonight, a dusting to an inch possible, and a low of 14. Wednesday, a few flurries early in the morning and then otherwise highs of 25. Wednesday, clear and frigid with a low of 10 at night. And then Thursday, 45 and mostly sunny, bringing it back to 54 Friday, 62 Saturday, 70 on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, the midnight reading was 54. We are down from that. It is currently 33 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today as we start out Tuesday. Here's Waylon Jennings.
I hope that I won't be that wrong anymore. Maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through. But I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with But I won't let it change me, not if I can. I'd rather believe in love and give it away as much as talking to those that I'm fondest of. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Still remember how it was, lost and lonely without a cause. Shades of gray on empty blue, hopeless changes I was going through. But then you came and you brought me home, rescued me from all alone, lifted me right out. Soothe my spirit and you change my mind. And you got me running and rolling like the sea. I didn't know how strong love could be. You got me running and rolling like the sea. Let your sunshine shine my way. Let your rainbows fill my sky. Take my hand and watch me fly.
Gene Cotton on WRCO, and you got me running. It is 33 degrees at WRCO. We'll take a peek at Tony's weather coming up in just a little bit today. A reminder, the Second Harvest Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills Wednesday from 2 until 3. The food will be distributed in drive-through fashion. Please have space available in your vehicle. Those attending are asked not to arrive prior to 1:30. That's for tomorrow. The Junior Bowlers will host a pizza buffet Thursday from 4:30 until 7:30 at the Phoenix Center. Proceeds will benefit the Junior Bowlers scholarships. And St. Luke's Church in Plain will have a family-style fish fry Friday night from 5 until 8. Carryouts will also be available, and the church hall is handicapped accessible. From the Lost and found a male white cat with a black tail. It does not have a collar, and the number to call is 608-459-5464. It was found in the Porter Road area of Lone Rock, 608-459-5464. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480.
Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Calves were steady and slaughter cows very strong at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola this past Wednesday. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.50 to $5.70 per pound, while light calves brought from $3.10 to $4.10, and black calves ranging from $785 to $820 per head. Black bulls, unvaccinated, not weaned, weighing from 360 to 525 pounds, brought 250 to 298 per pound. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar with the tops of $1.30 on a 1,750-pound open black cow. Bulls topped out at $1.25 per pound, and the remainder of the cows ranged from 71 to 95 cents per pound. The feeder sale last Friday, February 16th, was showing strength with 600-pound Hereford heifers from 230 to 237, the Hereford steers at 600 pounds, 240 to 250, and 1,100-pound Holstein steers from $1.28 to $1.62. The hay sale saw big square bales of third crop alfalfa hay up to $129 per bale, while small square bales of second crop alfalfa at $350 per bale, inside round bales of hay from 76 to 85, and outside round bales from 45 to 75. With the feel of warmer weather in the air, give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola if you are looking to buy or have cattle to sell. Remember, you can view cattle or hay for upcoming sales on the Mathis Farms Auction Market Facebook page. Mathis Farms gives you a local market close to home and will offer you a fair and competitive bid on all your livestock marketing needs.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've got some wild weather changes coming up here the next 24 hours across the region. We're still in the warm sector of a storm system moving across the plains, and record high temperatures can be expected today in much of the region. But some scattered thunderstorms could break out just to our southeast late this afternoon or this evening, mainly from Illinois towards southeast Wisconsin, Michigan, and Indiana. That area could have some severe weather with high winds, hail, and even a few tornadoes. Around here, the main precipitation will come in just behind a cold front sweeping through tonight. It should start as some light rain, then transition to a little freezing rain or sleet, and even some snow. Nothing real heavy, but maybe a dusting to an inch of snow in some spots. Watch out for some slippery conditions on the roads and sidewalks later tonight into early Wednesday. Otherwise, you'll have to bundle up. It will definitely feel like winter going into Wednesday, but then a quick warm-up hits as we head toward the weekend once again. Today, look for morning sunshine, then clouds increasing. Very warm for February with those record temperatures hitting the upper 60s. South wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. Scattered rain showers turning to snow tonight, a dusting to an inch possible. Blustery and turning much colder with a low of 14 degrees. Northwest wind 15 to 25, knocking wind chills a little bit below zero by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow should see a few flurries early in the day, then decreasing clouds, breezy and chilly, high in the mid-20s, northwest wind 15 to 25. Tomorrow night, clear and frigid, low near 10 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and turning milder, high in the mid-40s. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, high near 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, unseasonably warm, high 62. And Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, continued very warm, high of 70. Chance of rain showers Sunday nights. Some showers likely Monday, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 61. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 33 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday, we set a new record at 68 degrees. The record high to break today is 60, set in 1976. The record low, 18 below, in 1963. Last year's high was 38, the low, 34. Sunset will occur at 5:48 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at 6:40. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is steady at 29.30. No precipitation today, and with cloudy skies following a midnight reading of 54. We're down from that. It is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather.